Despite a budget crisis in Maine, the state has managed to pay for a brand new laptop computer for every seventh grader for the next 2 years. Anecdotal evidence suggests the laptops are reshaping the way children learn, especially in poverty-ridden rural schools, where scarce resources and low aspirations have traditionally held students back. Charlotte Renner reports from Maine Public Radio.
Tucked behind a chain-link gate in the heart of Maine's blueberry fields, Pembroke Elementary School isn't big enough to hold the nearly 150 students in kindergarten through eighth grade. So about 20 seventh and eighth graders attend class in a white vinyl-sided modular trailer attached to the gymnasium. As the school year ends, Ann Davies from the State Department of Education has been sitting in the back, observing how the laptops have changed the way these children perform in school.
Students who before may not have looked like they were working very hard, or who might not have looked like they were very smart, are suddenly able to shine in ways they couldn't even a year ago.
Davies is gathering data about how the laptops have improved instruction and behavior in Maine's middle schools. That includes counting detention slips. Today, there are three. This time last year, there would have been 30, and the seventh grade absentee list would have been much longer. But teachers say students can't wait to get to school to open their laptops, and they're usually too busy to get in trouble. On one afternoon, the 10 seventh graders in Debbie Jamison's classroom are learning to use software to calculate sales tax.
If you can get into AppleWorks spreadsheet, please. Okay, I had asked you guys last week to collect some coupons. Yesterday we categorized those coupons, you remember?
They've also been working hard on their final term projects, which they present to a smattering of parents in their classroom on a damp, chilly evening.
I'm Stevie Ray Mahar, and I'm doing my report on the Apollo program.
Stevie Ray Mahar plugs her laptop into a projector and gives a confident, lavishly illustrated lecture showing how each Apollo spacecraft evolved from the last. Afterwards, she says she wouldn't have tackled such a difficult topic without her laptop, even though it does have a few drawbacks.
Well, when a lot of people get online, it's really slow, and first class and emailing system sometimes doesn't work.
Still, teachers say Pembroke students are eagerly using laptops to create their own yearbook, to gather local history, to make imaginary trades on the stock market. Before the laptops arrived, Pembroke was labeled a failing school by the Bush administration. The principal credits the laptops with helping them get off that dreaded list. Next year, students can take their laptops to eighth grade, and the seventh graders will get new ones. But that's where the state funding stops. Laptops won't be provided in high school. And that, says Pembroke principal Paula Smith, will be a huge step backwards.
Kids in this school, they may not be high-performing in math and reading, but I would stack them against anyone in technology right now. And their math and reading scores are improving. But right now, they have the edge in technology, and they deserve the right to use that and to move ahead in that.
But if the high schools want to jump into Maine's laptop program, they'll have to pay their own way without help from the state. Some students will buy their own, others will do without. So Maine's newly narrowed digital divide could get wider again, just as high school freshmen are beginning to think about whether they want to go to college. For NPR News, I'm Charlotte Renner in Pembroke, Maine.